yo, it's your boy Chang Bang.
It's your boy No Grand Booth.
And this is Thugged Out Thursday Season 2.
You already know, we know y'all been waiting, and we got a big guest in the building.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people that don't know, Bimmy, you know what I'm saying? Queen, Supreme Team, etc.
Came through the Thugged Out Thursdays.
You know what I'm saying?
To have great talks. And the reason he's here is because it makes sense for Queens. It makes sense for the industry. It makes sense for Thugged Out Thursdays because our whole motive is to stay street and stay relevant and stay tip-top with what's going on in the streets and where people from. So just to start off, right, Bimmy, I would like mm-hmm. you to let us know where you from in Queens. Where exactly it started out for you?
Well, it started out for me from the north side of Queens.
Wow.
Farmers Boulevard, Hollis.
That's where you grew up?
That's where I was born and raised? I was
Hollis, Queens.
First, I grew up on the south side first.
Okay.
And then my pops bought a house in Hollis.
Right.
Then we moved over there mm-hmm. about 15
so
years
what's
old.
The difference between the north side and the south side?
Well, the north side is more slower pace.
Right.
South side is faster.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. You got like kids outside late at night.
Okay.
We used to go in the house about 7.
Mm, okay.
You know what I mean? So it's totally different. You got the projects.
Let everybody know, 7 what time?
P.M.
P.M.?
P.M.
P.M., okay.
P.M.
All right. And what was it like, you know, growing up at them time?
Well, I didn't really know no better because I played basketball.
Okay.
That was my first love. I played ball. So, you know, I stay in a park till the lights go off and we stay in the same ball. I just like that. So I didn't really, wasn't into the street life. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, little later years, my sister, Deborah, mm-hmm. she introduced me to the streets. Because mm-hmm. she was in a gang called the Lady Nomads.
Right. And hold on, for the people that don't know who Deborah is.
Oh, Deborah Anthony, Waka Flocka's mother.
Right. And Waka Flocka's your nephew.
Yeah, that's my older sister.
Okay, copy.
So, you know, she used to take me to her gang fights.
Right.
Me and my brother Joe. So, you know, they said she's like one of the leaders. And, like, they'll throw a bottle in the air and. When the bottle hit, one of them two got hit each other.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So my sister always be the first to hit. So I was like, I like that shit. I was like, just watching her fight and all that. You know what I mean?
No,
then other gangs, they fight with chains and bats. And,
right.
You know what I mean? I'm sitting there, but they never touched us. We just sit there and watch.
Right.
These, you know, all these guys fighting, how she fighting. I'm like, wow.
And where did these fights used to take place at? Queens?
Yeah, in Queens on Jamaica Avenue and 179th Street Park.
Okay.
It was a park. It was that's their home.
Right.
Like, on the south side, it was 7 of Crown.
Mm-hmm.
It was like different gangs. Back then, it was like different gangs, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, their home turf was the 79th Street Park. That was their turf.
And what schools were you going to at the time, like, you know?
Well, I didn't go to school.
Oh, you didn't go to school?
I went to school, but I didn't go to school.
Right.
You know, my mom thought I was going to school, but I didn't go to school. I went to PS35. That's the public school first.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it through there, and then they put me in the 6th grade. At I-238, that's on Hillside.
Right.
And that's when I really started falling in love with the streets.
Right.
You know, I didn't go to school, so I was walking to the courthouse mm-hmm. and watching court cases.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was just sitting in the courtroom and watching court cases. Then,
Hold on, that's hard. You used to just go to the courts and just watch court cases?
Yeah.
Yo, you killed that. Yo, on three, you gotta relax. 1, 2, 3,
you gotta relax.
Nah, it was dope.
Yeah, nah,
killed that. But go ahead, back to what you were saying.
So I was going to courtroom on Queens Boulevard.
Right.
You know, when you the Barry thing was like it was like kind of big. Mm-hmm. I was short, cause I was little. I couldn't see over. Cause I
what
like
cases. Would you watch like
any case?
Oh, any okay.
Any case. You know what I mean? So I should like to watch guys what they got on, cause my sisters they all fuck with street niggas. All they be following the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So they just tell me stories about jail. Mm-hmm. I just sit there and listen about jail. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, all right. So I start going to the court cases, courthouses, and then dude told me they said, yo, you should go to Sutton Boulevard. They come out the back. You can see them.
Mm.
I'm like, word, boom. So I get out of the courtroom. I walk to Southern Boulevard, right? School hours. I'm in there. I walk in the courtroom. So it's just one particular case. It was about this guy by the name of Kale Smitty. Mm. He well known upstate.
Right.
They call him Mr. Smitty.
Mm-hmm.
And he got 41 years in to this
day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Free the real. Shout out to Deuce. Shout out to Dub. Shout out to Shout out to all the dudes that's locked up. Yeah, I'm gonna drink some champagne for the pain. Yeah, this shit is real behind that wall. Preem. That's the second y'all. Are, yeah, shout out to Preem too. Yeah, shout out to Preem.
Prince.
Yeah.
So, okay. So with this one particular case, that's right. Shout out to Pat. So yeah, I used to watch this one case, and I said, and this dude, he was real big. He's about Ali size, but he was big.
Wow.
And his name was K.O. And Kale had two police bodies from 72.
Right.
You know what I mean? He'd been just in 72.
Yeah.
So
I was 3 years old.
Yeah. So I came in there, I sat there and on the bench. And when the police would tap the door like that, that means they bring the inmate out. So he came out shackled, but he had a suit on, but he had on sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at him like, wow, this dude got on sneakers with a suit. I never seen no shit like that. So I run to the courtroom. I sit in there and I watch. But he defended himself.
Right.
So the judge, he'd sit there like this. Like, K.O. would talk to him. He would pay him no mind. He's like this. So K.O. would start going crazy on him. Right? So his attorney that sat down, who had to watch him, he's like, yo, you know what I mean? So next day, they come to court. I'm coming every day for K.O. So his lawyer said to me one day, he said, kid, I seen you every day. What are you doing here? I said, I'm watching him. He said, who, you know him? I said, nah. He said, you want to meet him? I said, yeah. He said, give me your phone number. I gave him my number to my mother's house. I go home that day, K.O. called me. And I said, yo, man. I said, yo, what's up? Cause my mother called me for the phone. I said, yo, what's up, man? I said, yo, why you don't wear shoes? Come on, with shoes. He said, yo, I don't wear shoes because they know I fight police.
Right.
That's why there's woman police around me. He said, they know I fight police all day.
Right.
And I don't want to slip and slide in the courtroom. That's why I don't got shoes on.
Right.
I'm like, wow. So he started telling me different shit about jail.
He put you on.
Yeah. I'm telling me shit about jail. So I'm listening to him. You know what I mean? So I said, damn, one day I'm going to meet him. Yeah. So then when I went up north, I was looking for him. I'm like, I'm going to find this motherfucker. And I never met him.
Oh, so you never got to meet him?
I never got to meet him. But I'm going to go see him, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because my man, Nacy, he just came home.
Mm-hmm.
Nacy did 31.
Right.
He did 31 years. No, he was with him. Yeah, he was with him. He just came home. He did 31. His brother, the one that allegedly shot McClary, Edward Burns guy.
Right.
And I was, me and Nacy talking today.
Mm-hmm.
And he go to the board in November.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yo, Nacy, they gonna let him go.
Right.
He said, nah, they gonna let him go. He said, you know they gonna let him go. His brother is still fighting for Dave to stay in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow. And he said, I got 31, Dave got 31 right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, so my life of crime with that as a youth,
right.
you know, I like that. You know, I looked at it, boom, I left it alone.
Right.
I started getting to my ball real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Granby at Andrew Jackson,
mm-hmm.
I was supposed to go to Grover Cleveland, Brooklyn. I was supposed to go to Grover Cleveland. But he said, yo, come to this school.
Right.
It's a better opportunity for you. So mm-hmm. I said, all right, ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to that school. I play in varsity
right.
in the ninth grade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I failed the team the year after,
right.
I failed off.
Mm-hmm.
So once I failed off,
that's when you went to the streets.
That's when I went to the streets. Because usually I play ball. People would be on the team, the girls, everybody. You know what I mean?
Who were the people you was watching that was out, that was big on the streets, that you was watching, you know, as a
youth?
Right.
Ronnie Bump.
Mm-hmm.
Pop Freeman.
Right.
You heard of Pop Freeman?
I never heard of him.
Pop Freeman's an older gentleman. He's with the Gambino crime family. With Nicky Bond, he was all them dudes up there in Harlem.
Oh, I heard Deuce from Harlem talk about him.
Yeah, he's big. He's serving him up there.
Okay.
So, Pop, he was over everybody, the whole Queens.
Mm-hmm.
He had a super rat down the block from my house.
Right.
So I used to walk to the store, right? So one day he asked me to go to the store for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I started going to the store for him every day. You know what I mean? So he's sitting in the back, and he had the gold chain on with the gold lion head with the diamonds in it. Well off,
yeah.
But I didn't know who he was at the time. So I'm sitting there watching him every day. He said, come here, boy. You know what I mean? I said, go to the store. You know what I mean? He's like, let me go to the store. Yo, clean the store. I clean the store up. You know, all that type of stuff.
Right.
Not knowing that he's big who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He the one that put Bump on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bump put Fat Cat on.
Right.
Then Fat Cat put Preem on. Mm-hmm. And then Preem put me on. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's ciphers all the way down.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy. Talking about Preem, right? I'm gonna just skip a little. I was locked up with Preem in the feds, man. Preem, they respect his handle. Hard body. That nigga got caught with a laptop. That nigga got caught with a fucking laptop. You know what I'm talking about? Got caught with phones. That nigga get caught with a phone. That nigga be in a box with another phone. All them bitches that was working in there, they was from Queens. They was on his, yo, my nigga.
You know he was fucking in there.
Yo, he was getting pussy. Yeah, listen, yeah, I'm saying, a few niggas was getting pussy in there. Not just Preem.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to give you his props. That nigga was eating New York food, my nigga. That nigga was living. That nigga was, he was, this is what his life was. Because I was, you know, I was in the same situation. All he did was gamble all day in a poker. Like if them niggas was in Vegas, and I'm talking about $20,000, $30,000 tables, bro. I'm talking about when niggas making that call, like, yo,
I think Dick,
take Dick, this Dick, number Dick down. Give him 20. That type of time.
Yeah.
Huh? You feel me? You know what's that, nigga? You in jail, and a nigga calling the nigga and talking about, yo, I owe $20,000. Hey, yo, mom, yo. You gotta send him $5,000. She got $5,000, nigga. I might give you $500, not even $50, nigga.
You gotta lose his life.
Nigga, hoping he hit. Nah, that's my word. It's like a baby casino in the feds. That shit is crazy.
I remember when I first went to jail, my first time at Rikers Island, I was with Preem.
Yeah.
My first time.
Right.
And we had got raided. It was like 15 of us. Mm-hmm. It raided the crib. And my man Just, I'm about to say, Just arguing. We go to the mall. I said, nah. And then Preem said, nah, you stay here and you watch them because they in there bagging up the money machine, counting money. Mm-hmm. The bitches is bagging up. The niggas, I don't know what, the other niggas bottling up. All type of shit going on in the house. So I'm sitting there. So I said, fuck it. I sit there on the floor and I got on the phone with a girl. So I'm talking to this girl. So I see my man Just flash across the floor. I look at this nigga like, yo, nigga, you running forward so much. She was in here. You know what I mean? And I don't know what Preem was in the room or something. I said, yo, what the fuck is you doing? He said, police. I'm like, what? I jumped up, dropped the pole, and went to the door. I seen the whole squad out there. Mm. I said, oh, shit. The next thing I run to the bathroom. I see Preem dropping shit in the toilet. Mm-hmm. He flushing shit. Mm-hmm. So I leave him. I go to the back. I'm getting out of here. So I go to the back window. So I see my man, Brent, Life, everybody in the back window. I said, yo, jump. And the police back there with the flashlight and the gun, like, yeah, jump. I'm like, oh, shit. I said, next thing you know, they kicked the door and boom, where he's at. Everybody gets to war. I'm like this. And my grandmother just died. My sister just came to the house and said, yo, you come to the wake? I said, I'm going to come. You know what I mean? And I want him not even get to come. Yeah, so when they handcuffed me and I came out, I seen Supreme on the ground. Mm-hmm. Looking up at me like this, I'm like, oh, they got this nigga. We all going to jail now. We ain't coming home. Right? But I'm young, though. I'm youth offended. I'm younger than everybody. So you got lucky. Yeah, I got lucky. So Preem said, yo, everybody play adults. You know, back then, everybody play adults.
Right, because the
four building was wild as a motherfucker.
Right, hell yeah. Adolescence was wild. Wow, you don't want to be with the adolescents. Yeah.
So Preem said, but he wanted all us together. He said, yo, everybody play adults. I said, all right, cool. He said, how old are you? I said, I'm 25. He said, how old are you? So everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. So now we're in the bullpen. Everybody in the bullpen. So Life, everybody in the, so nigga like, yo, get the fuck up. You know, nigga taking nigga seat, nigga going to sleep. And nigga, yo, Preem, niggas ain't getting up. Preem said, you know what to do. Boom, yeah, niggas out. Yo, Preem, he out, Mm-hmm. All right, now we get to Rikers Island. Mm-hmm. So now I never been to Rikers Island in my life. So I don't give a fuck any nigga in this room. You go to Rikers Island your first time, you scared.
Of course.
I don't give a fuck who you are. You ain't a man if you ain't scared.
That's right.
Because you on that bus going across them lights, them buildings, you know what buildings you going in.
You never been there.
Nigga's real.
Right.
And so I'm like,
if you hear niggas, stories about
nigga,
it.
Nigga, you see, yo, my nigga, let me tell you.
You want to experience it for yourself. Right.
Yeah.
Smoking crack in the bullpen, nigga. All type of shit. Sleeping on the floor.
Yo, Ben, let me tell you something.
Dope fiend shaking.
Let me tell you something. The illest shit I ever seen in my life, right? This is my second time around. Right. Like, I was cool, and now I got the phone. I'm good. I don't. You know what I mean? I see a nigga pull a sword out his ass a bullpen. I'm like this, like, and my man from 40, what's this nigga, what's the little nigga name? I'm gonna get his name. And he looking at me, I'm looking at him, he asked about tattoos on my arm. I said, you seen this nigga pull the shit out of his ass? I said, nigga, look at this nigga, man. What you asking me about my tattoo? And this nigga pull a sword out his ass.
Yo, on three, you gotta relax. Yo, one, two, three, you gotta relax. Nigga pulled the y'all out of his ass. Okay, Queens, we definitely on another level.
Pitbull. So I'm looking at Pitt, my man Pitt. Yeah. Little strong, little cocky nigga. He wild. He don't care about nothing. Yeah. So I'm looking at this nigga like, yo, I'm like, just watching these niggas. I'm like, yo, niggas, because when you go to court, y'all know that. You, Queens with Queens, Brooklyn with Brooklyn.
Right.
When you come back,
yes.
Nigga, y'all all together.
Yes.
So shit is on. You like, you got the wall. You like, niggas from Bronx, Brooklyn. You like, oh, okay.
Big ass pin.
Yeah. And nigga like what you got on?
Go down. Yeah. Go down and that pin.
Niggas at the gate, like, making noise. Niggas getting you. You know what I mean? So you got to be on point. So I'm telling this nigga, like, yo, nigga, watch this nigga. He pull some shit out of his ass. He done hit, man, I'm worried, nigga. Fuck you saying, I'm worried. You know, I hate when a nigga tell me don't worry about a nigga. Nah, nigga, I don't watch the worst. Don't tell me, man. I don't watch the worst. You know what I mean? So getting back to Preem shit.
Yeah.
So me and Preem and Dalu and Bourne, they left us in the pen.
Right.
So all of a sudden the police let these niggas come from Chow in the pen with us.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
They pulled Dalu out and left me, Bourne, and Preem together.
Mm-hmm.
So, Preem said, yo, get ready. I'm like, Preem, like, get ready. This is my first time in jail. Nigga, you want to get ready? Get ready what? He said, boy, your fist up. Boy, my fist up. This nigga's crazy. So he kept looking at me, like, see if I'm ready.
Yeah.
He like this. You know, because he got the green eyes, so he looking and shit. So I'm like, oh, this nigga Preem, man. Right? So the nigga walked up to Preem and said, yo, you said Preem, right? Right? Well, Preem stood up just like this, put his hand on the leg like this, on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, I'm Supreme. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the nigga said, Pappy number one. Preem told him, act like I don't know Pappy.
Right.
So I'm looking at Preem like, this nigga's bugging. I ain't never been to jail, nigga. This nigga gonna slaughter us. There's only three of us.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else went upstairs and all that. So boom, niggas ain't do nothing.
Right.
They were just bluffing. So now they pull me out by myself. They put me in two top in 95. We played a dope, so I'm in 95.
Yeah.
So two top. So now my man Bing and Bourne, they in the house already.
Right.
So I come in the house. They like, yo, what up, you what is Supreme? I said, I don't know what is Supreme. You know what I mean? What was we talking? So this dude from the Bronx, I never forget him. He was stocky, but he had like three bodies.
Mm.
And he was real big, right? And he had the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I already know through niggas telling me, when you come in a house, ask about the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't ask about the phone, they know you pussy.
Right.
So I came in there and I asked about the phone. Who got the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing I'm doing nothing.
Right. Hey, at least you keeping it 1,000, y'all.
So I'm like, so the big nigga from the Bronx, he had gloves on. And he had his own yet. He's from the Bronx, seriously. He's on his bed.
Yeah.
And the Spanish dude was on the phone.
Yeah.
So he said, yo. So I see him go like this to the dude. I'm on my bed. I'm watching shit. He's like this, yo. So I'm looking at this nigga like, so he said, yo, I said, yo. He said, yo, man. Nigga starts putting his gloves on. So as soon as he starts putting his gloves on, I get off my bed.
Yeah.
And I go on the other side like this.
Yeah.
So he look at me like, I'm like, nigga, I'm with you, nigga. You got the house. So, nigga, I'm gonna have the house with you. So, you gonna let me live, nigga. Because I know you beat everybody up in this motherfucker. Little strong little nigga. He beating everybody up. Because the nigga dropped the phone and all that. So, he started asking me questions like, yo, where you from? Show you, I'm from Queens. Oh, I'm a Supreme. Oh, you a Supreme? Yeah. So, me and him kicking in and shit. Mm-hmm. So, me and him got real cool.
Yeah.
So, I tell him about this case, you know. I'm talking about my case. But I got bailed out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I had got bailed out. Like, all of us got bailed out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's when our whole lives changed because this dude named Life, he took everything.
Oh, he took all the weight for everything.
No, he took all the work that was left over in the house.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a couple of houses, all of his shit. He took the furniture.
When y'all went to jail.
He got locked up too, but he bailed out before us.
Oh.
And he did the Puff Daddy.
That's right.
Mm.
Broke out. So
he did the Puff Daddy. He did the Puff Daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
He did the remix to the remix.
Yeah.
Just so y'all know, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. It's getting great in here.
Word up.
So you
what
just.
What happened then? Your whole life changes?
No, because Life was. That was his area.
Right.
Like Preem would give everybody their own area.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have an area. I was with Preem every day.
Right.
So I didn't have an area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was just with him every day.
Right.
Morning to night, next day, traffic, I'm with him.
Right.
So he told me one day, he said, you're going to start working. I said, I want to work. I want to earn my own money. I want to keep asking you for money.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when you eat, I eat. No,
right.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So when Life did what he did, Green gave me that area. Mm-hmm. That's 118. Right. Or something. Mm-hmm. And it was a game room, all that on up there, whatever. He gave that to me.
Right.
So when he gave that area to me, mm-hmm. I just stepped it up and just kept it going. Then when he got knocked on the last case, when he got busted, me and Just was gonna visit him.
Right.
And he had said to me and Just on the visit, he said, yo, it's a chance for y'all to make your own names.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all get busy. You know what I mean? And we got busy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, hold it down. But the rest of the guys crumbled.
Right.
You know what
y'all
I mean?
Y'all held it down. You and Just.
Hold it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people, they happen to depart themselves from you. You know, when you on the other side, you know, like prison is, it's like a different state of mind. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people blind to prison.
Yeah,
you know what it is, and we affected by all our families, like niggas like us, hood niggas that come up like from as juveniles. Shit affect our family because, you know, not everybody got the money. You know what I'm saying? To come up there, yo, look out, niggas call y'all need a favor, yo son, y'all need some commissary. You know, it's like that's almost being dead, my
nigga. Yeah, it is.
I was just about to say that. Hell yeah, it is damn near. Sometimes if a motherfucker don't got nobody taking care of him, you fucked up. Basically dead.
But the prison. Prison, you know, to me, my, you know, it was fun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
it was like fun said, for all of us, cause yo,
it
was fun.
Life changing.
Yeah. Yeah, it changed a life. But right. when I got my bid, when I had caught my bid, they had gave me 3 to life.
Wow.
And my bail was $2 million. Mm. You know what I mean? But Whitney Houston bailed me out.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So I got out, you know, for probably 2 months, right. And then they. Okay, so you gotta take this time, Lord. You're gonna go to trial.
We fast forwarded a little bit. Let's come back a little bit and come back to.
When I was in the prison and I was scared?
All right, no, not even the prison, but after you got out of prison and. Okay. Like, how did you get introduced to, like, LL and all these people that you used to.
I grew up with them. I told you, I grew up in Hollis.
Right, yeah.
Like, I grew up, you know, and me and LL went to school with me. He went to Jackson.
Right.
Okay. And, we had an automotive class, mm-hmm. and the automotive class was the Gilchrist. He teach everybody how to make, you know, fix cars and all that.
Right.
But you want to cut class, you go to Mr. Gilchrist class. He don't give a fuck who in that class. Mm-hmm. He don't take no tennis, no nothing. Mm-hmm. So whenever you want, I sit there all day with girls. We be in there all day. Mm-hmm. So I said, yo, I want LL to perform. I need a beat. I want to perform here one day. I asked Mr. Gilchrist, can he perform? Right. He said, yeah, he can perform. I said, yo, L, you can perform. I need a beat. Mm-hmm. So L was like, all right. So he called Cut Creator. They came in, lift the gates up, had a DJ, and he did, I need a beat right there in the automotive room. But
legendary.
After that, he never came to school no more.
Okay.
He had told me.
His career took off after that.
Took off. He said, yo, he said he made $5,000. He put it in the drawer. He said he just stared at it every day. Mm. The $5,000, he did a show, he just stared at it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But after that, me and him, we got tight. Even with Run DMC, when I started out with Run DMC, Jay used to like this girl. Of course, she's from my crib.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked her too, but she didn't like me because she liked the Jay. He's different to Jay. This guy was Run DMC. I'm a little small. Yeah, I wasn't even selling drugs then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was this, you know, light skinned nigga had shit. You know, mm-hmm. fucking Chinese slippers and shit.
Yeah.
You know, moms had no money, so I was running around Chinese slippers. Playing ball in
Chinese slippers.
Yeah, that was crazy.
If y'all knew what the Chinese slippers was.
I don't think they do.
So forward from there, you become an executive at Def Jam. Like, you get a position at Def Jam. A&R, what was it?
A&R.
A&R at mm-hmm. Def Jam. How did that come about?
Well, when I got out of prison, you know what I mean? When I got out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Mason's played for the Knicks.
Okay.
He gave me $50,000.
Yeah.
He said, welcome home. You know what I mean? Cause I took care of Anthony.
Yeah.
If you remember that record Biggie had, you better go talk to him, put the gun to him, spunk to him. Remember that record?
Yeah.
You're talking about New York Knicks. Yeah. You're talking about Mace.
Yeah.
So Mace came to me like, yo, give me a gun. I'm like, give you a gun? Nigga, you better go pro. Nigga, talking about a gun. What are you talking about? You play with this your first year. You pro, nigga, what you doing?
Oh, shit. Right. You was talking about Mason, bitch.
Jamal Mason.
Anthony Mason.
Yeah.
So big dad, ugly nigga, big. He was knocking him down. They said,
baby,
he was ugly, but he was knocking him down.
Yeah, he's knocking his baby mama down.
All right, let's. What you was going to say after that, though?
Oh, yeah, so Mace came to me,
right.
And I told him I'll take care of the problem. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, just bounce that ball, man.
That's dope.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So we plotted, and, you know, and then. He told me, yo, his baby mother knows. I said, she can be a witness. Now, you better be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing led to another. each state in the pros and not state in Queens. And, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We debted it. So when I came home, he had gave me that money.
Right.
So the money he gave me, I put it back in the game. Mm-hmm. But I had promised God that I won't hustle no more. I won't do none of this shit no more. You let me out. Because Whitney gave me a prayer and said, yo, read this every day.
Right.
You know what I mean? I should read it. I don't read every day, but I should read it.
How'd you meet Whitney, though?
Well, I met Whitney through Bobby. His sister was my girl.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So I live in Atlanta with them. You know what I mean? Okay. So, yeah, it's a different story, but... You know, I lived in Atlanta with them. You know,
you lived with them in the mansion in Atlanta.
Mansion. Yeah, mansion.
Bobby Brown, Bobby Brown and Whitney. Rest in peace, Whitney.
Yeah, to the family, bro. That
and Bobby
was
Bobby Chris. And Bobby Chris' daughter.
Rest in peace.
Great, yo, that's a good woman, man. You know, people, even with Bobby.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Whitney,
when I got caught, I had caught B, and him and Whitney was about to get married, and I said, yo. I'm a Mr. Wedding. He said, "No, they be bailing you out tomorrow."
Wow, that's big, man.
And I said, "Yo, Mr. Wedding."
How did that feel, man?
Man, that felt good.
Whitney Houston bailing you out of jail.
That shit is real.
Because the funny shit about it, my brother, you know, my brother, he sold drugs, but he wasn't like me. You know what I'm saying? And when he sent the lawyer, when I first got caught, he sent the lawyer. I got caught in Kennedy Airport.
Right.
You know what I mean? They stopped the carousel or whatever. Me and my man BJ at the time, you know, and. Coming around.
Ooh, BJ from Murder Inc.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
you know everybody. You even know Chris Gotti, Irv Gotti. Yeah. Okay.
So it wouldn't go around. So the police, the DA, was waiting for me in the
terminal.
Room. Yeah, terminal. Cause this girl I beat up. I didn't beat up, but I choked her. Cause she took my matter of fact, my girl Bobby's sister. She found her ID in the car.
Right.
And threw it on 285.
Yeah.
And my sister told her, yo, that girl threw your shit. Right. So she knew, but she wouldn't tell me.
Right.
So, but you know, I'm on the run at the time. You know, I mean, I got a secret indictment. I'm on the run.
Yeah.
So I had a license in the dead man's name. So, you know, you can't, at that time, they don't go, you know, research and all that. You know what I mean? So when they pulled me over, I mean, when I was going to New York to buy a car, I said, yo, I need my license. I'm going. I said, where my license at? I said, I'm in the car. So what are you doing? I said, no, it's not. So we start arguing. One thing you know, I snatched a chain. She said, my husband bought that. She swung on me, ducked it, caught her, put her down. I said, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? She older than me, you know what I mean? She's a crazy bitch. So I choked out, whatever. I said, all right. So I get on a plane. As I get off the plane, she had to call them on me. Right. Let me know that he's coming in town.
Yeah.
Because it was laying for me. So when I got there, he was waiting for me and he caught me. You know what I mean? Then my brother sent a lawyer to me. And he said, hey, you'll be out. You'll be out. Don't worry about it. We're going to Raymond. I'm looking at this dude like, yo, I'm not going to be out. Mm-hmm. He said, you're going to be out. Don't worry. Don't worry. I ain't say nothing. I go in front of the judge.
That's the game.
Yeah. I go in front of the judge. He said, the DA started saying, well, he's known Fat Cat and he was Supreme McGriff. And they started saying crazy shit. Talking about Edward
the whole
Burns.
Background.
The whole shit. So I'm like,
what the fuck?
He said, we asked for a $2 million bail. That lawyer looked at me. He's like, yo, who are you? I said, I tried to tell you in the back. You know what I mean? You ain't want to listen. Nigga said, yo, grant it. They grant the $2 million bail. Mm. That's how that happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I came home, but, you know, like I said, for the amazing shit. So my little man, Lou E, he was in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fox. God bless the dead, Fox. E lived in Lafayette where Nori from.
Right.
That's my first time encountering with Nori.
Mm-hmm.
Nori will remember this.
Right.
My first encounter. Right? And Nori, he pops that thing.
Yeah.
And I know he do.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing, me and him had a steering match.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we had a little word. I don't know what happened. I don't know how me and him got to that. But then Eve like, nah, that's my man. Ooh, yo, Nori, ooh, and we, you know, mm-hmm. And it was cool. Me and him got, you know what I mean? But I knew what he was
about. When he was rapping, or you talking
about?
Nah,
he was rapping. Before he had a deal, before all that, he was in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Nori's doing, that thugged out shit is real.
Yeah,
No, they was kind of.
Yeah.
You get to Def Jam.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We fast forward to Def Jam. Yeah. What, of your sister's situation?
No, none of that. None of them. She wasn't even in the business.
I don't know, because I know, Waka Flocka.
Yeah,
she dealt with Nicki Minaj.
She dealt
with
basically from you.
Yeah, from me.
Right. Okay.
Definitely.
So it was through you that she got the line. Okay,
so what happened was,
because she had Nicki, she had everybody hot in the game. Yeah. Gucci Man.
Yeah, everybody. So, I was working with Corey Rooney. So, But I was paying myself on parole. And the counselor and the parole officer go to my fake job and go to my crib.
Right.
And they say, they call my phone, like, yo, where you at? I said, I'm at work. He said, no, you ain't. The counselor's there. I said, I'm on the way home with the lunch. He said, no, you're not. I'm here. I hung the phone up. Boom, they got me. So I'm on work release.
Yeah.
So soon I go to work, back to work release, I see a tag, a red tag on my name. I'm like, you know what that mean? You going back up north. Yeah. So I'm looking at the tag. I'm like, fuck. So they locked me on the fourth floor. So I called Corey. I said, Corey, lock me up. I said, I need to say I got a job. I got to have a job. So Corey Rooney, he's responsible for John Lopez, Mariah Carey, all that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
how did you meet Corey Rooney, though?
Corey Rooney's from my projects.
Oh, wow.
From Bay Area Projects.
Okay.
I bought him a keyboard. You know, me, Prince, all of us, we used to take care of all the kids in the neighborhood that was doing
talented
you know, ball players or anything. Mm-hmm. So Corey remembered me. Corey's like, yo, how am I going to pay you? I said, no, it don't matter. I'll pay myself. Just give him a check for me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I worked in the studio, Soul Convention, with Prince Marky D and the Fat Boys.
Wow.
So I'm in the studio every day. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? I might as well learn this shit if I'm here.
Right.
You know what I mean? So then Corey started teaching me how to produce. I learned how to produce. So my first record was It's a Shame, mm-hmm. Coogi Rap.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Remix.
Okay.
So Corey said, yo, this is it. Matter of fact, Russell said it. Russell said, once you get a check in this business, you always get a check. Mm-hmm. Right? So Russell said, I want to hire you. Mm-hmm. So Tyron Matola said, I want to hire you at Sony. Mm-hmm. So now I got to figure out who I'm going to go with, Sony
or
Def Jam. I said, you know what, Run DMC, Russell, you know, all the whole thing. I said, I'm going over here. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I want Russell said, go see Leor. Mm-hmm. So I went to see Leor. He said, yo, this your office right here. Boom, all that. So my first artist I worked with was Christ. He's from out of Brooklyn.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then Trigger the Gambler,
yeah.
Smooth the Hustler, mm-hmm. them dudes, yes, I started working with them. Then Warren G,
right.
And then Slick Rick, then LL, then I started going Fox, then I started going on and on. Keith Murray, you know what I'm saying? Then
that was hard.
Yeah, so it was just, I just started just, but I got big headed because, you know, LL gassed me up.
Right.
He said, yo, they ain't paying your worth and all that crazy shit. So I'm like, ah, yeah. Next thing you know, I'm going to meet Kevin Lyle and say, yo, why you ain't coming to meetings? I said, let me tell you something. I said, Dub C, he's from L.A. He's an L.A. artist.
Yeah.
Ice Cube's man.
Yeah.
So I was doing his album.
Yeah.
So Tina Davis, she said to Dub C, I don't want him doing your album. Right? So Dub called me and said, yo, fly to Miami. I want to talk to you.
Right.
So I flew to Miami. So me and Dub out the pool, we talking. He said, yo, Tina, I want us working together. I'm like, what? Now, Tina is the VP.
Right.
So I'm like, what? So, boom, I fly back to New York. So I go to Kevin Lyles. I say, yo, Kev, Tina tell my artists, like, yo, don't work with me. Like, what's up with that? Right? He said, yo, go talk to her. Y'all sit down, y'all iron it out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I'm not talking to her, man. She should be saying that to this artist.
Right.
So then I go to anyway. I'm like, yo, Tina, why you tell Dub, you know, we ain't gonna have every artist, him like every artist on his label, like, hey, get everybody else. Like, if everybody wanna work with me, she wanna do album, but she can't not do album. So I'm like, yo, they wanna work with me, what's the problem? You know what I mean? But Russell always told me, like, yo, listen, don't come up here with no street shit, none of that shit, cause I'm gonna keep you out of here.
Right.
So I always kept Russell in my mind that I go and go there, you know what I'm saying? So I stopped going to meetings, I stopped coming to work and all that shit. So Kev said to me, yo, you can work from home, you know what I mean? So I know once you work from home, man, like, nigga, I'm gonna get rid of your ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. No, I just started working this shit up there, and I started doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it was hard. It's hard being independent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially with Def Jam, that was a machine.
That's a machine.
That's a super machine.
That's a regret. That's one of the regrets of my life that I regret.
Not working with them. So what you up to nowadays?
Well, nowadays, I got an artist that I'm working with, Heavy, now. She just did 10 years in the feds.
Oh, wow.
She just came home and shit.
She looked good? She looked good?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
it's a major role, man.
You know, shopping the documentary?
Yeah, I'm working on that. Not a documentary. It's a TV show.
TV show?
Yeah, it's a series.
Okay.
And I got the first episode.
What, like a Netflix
show? A docuseries.
No.
No?
It's like Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Scripted.
Okay.
People say The Wire. This is too big for The Wire.
Right.
This is history. This is fashion. This is religion. This is, you know, the culture, the music culture that when it first started,
right.
When all the artists would be in the park, like Lost Boys, Salt-N-Pepa, everybody, Urban Rakim. I'm talking about everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So We used to have park games playing for money, $200,000, $300,000. We paid for money in the park. Mm-hmm. And all of them was in the park.
Right.
From LL to Run DMC, everybody in the park. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it all stems from that, like the whole series. And it's like, you know, I want to teach more to the youth, like, about honor and respect.
Right.
You know, like Jay Prince got a book called Respect. Mm-hmm. But you got to teach them first in order to know to have respect.
Right.
So why should I respect you? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And most of these kids grew up on that computer era, so
they don't respect.
They don't respect nobody.
They just see what they see, and they just on their time, their own time.
I respect that because when we was younger, you know, we had respect though. And
we had respect.
Well, like you, my friend.
We didn't have too many distractions when we was younger.
Come on.
Yeah, we didn't have no phone.
Right now.
We had Nintendo. We had Coleco. We had Atari. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And everybody ain't had that though.
No, everybody ain't had none of that shit.
I had
right.
all
everybody
that.
Yo, I'm saying something. One year, my mom got me for Christmas a pencil set.
Oh,
I marked the old walls up. They didn't got to be.
Killed that.
Fuck that. How you give me a pencil set for Christmas?
Right.
All my kids got bike, Huffy bikes and all that stupid
yo, so fast
you know,
forward.
Huffy bike, the
square
seats.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yo, baby, fast forward to 2018. Do you still in touch with Preem and by any way?
I talked to Preem like 3 months ago.
That's cool.
He's in Big Sandy.
Yeah.
In Kentucky.
Yeah, in Big Sandy. That shit.
He said a nigga died every week.
He said shit is very. You
he said everybody got a knife. He said everybody got a knife.
Yeah, he got everybody. He ain't lying. I'm gonna be honest with you, right? Like, the federal system is the realest system to me. The state is real too, but
not realer than
but,
the feds.
But yo, listen, the feds, you got the MS-13, you got the fucking Nazi
Nation. Aryan Nation.
You got the Aryan Nation.
Yeah.
You got fucking Bloods,
Muslims,
Crips.
Mm-hmm.
You got Latin King Nietas. You got Cars. You got niggas from the West Coast, L.A. Mm-hmm. You got motherfucking the SS.
D.C.
You got the
Baltimore.
Niggas called, what the niggas called? Baisas. The Baisas. Then you got the Dominican Republic. You got the D.P. You got, this shit is crazy, my nigga.
Yeah.
You got all type of shit. It's when you realize you like, yo, it's only six of us in here, y'all.
Uh-huh.
And there's two Bozolinos from Staten Island. One Bozolino from Manhattan. He talking about he from the Lower East Side. I'm like, this shit is crazy. Then this nigga's like, yo, but I live in Florida for a while with my grandma. I'm like, this nigga's a fucking certified Bozolino. There's three of us. Nah, shit is real. Because them niggas stick together, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's a different format because, like, shit gets serious fast. Like, all jokes aside, like, my nigga, I seen shit in the state, like, because the state is different. See, this is the state. Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, that's the state. You know, so niggas, you know, everybody
Rochester,
stick together, the boroughs. You might have 300 niggas from the borough. But over there, nigga, it's a different ball game. Nigga, it's the East Coast. Nigga, we might be in South Carolina. We gotta line up with Boston, Connecticut, all that is like, yo, we hold together.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause them niggas, I swear to my mother, they not playing, my nigga. You violate a paisa, or you violate a MS-13, or you violate one of the borrachitos, I'm telling you right now. Dumb Mexicans is coming out like wild horses, bro. Them niggas don't know nothing but just keep stabbing and stabbing and stabbing. My nigga, I'm telling you, my nigga, I done seen it. Them niggas ain't no joke. But anyway, back to this. That's dope. I'm glad you still talk to Prince.
I know you know 50 and...
What's up, 50? If you work with 50 too?
When 50 first started,
right.
You work with Corey.
Okay.
So we all stay in the studio together.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And this is one story that happened. Mariah Carey had a group called the Negro Leagues. And it was like five of them.
I love Mariah
Carey. That
sounds
racist.
No, the Negro Leagues.
That's racist. I used to smell Mariah Carey. One time she sat down, I was smelling her.
So we're in the studio. We're in the Hit Factory upstairs one day. And they all beefing 50 and this dude for the Negro Leagues. One of them.
Yeah.
So he rolling weed up. He talking shit to 50. 50 telling him, like, nigga, you're 6 years on the group. How you get money? What was they going at? He told 50 some other shit. Go back. So I'm standing there. I'm, like, listening. fist up. He looked at me and said, yo, I'm gonna knock this nigga out. Right? So I'm just coming home. I'm gonna see some action. Fuck it, fight.
Knock him out.
Yeah. Yo, 50 went around him and just caught him. Boom. That dude said, ah, he just screamed like a girl. I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga screamed. But he caught himself because the girls there, like Alua, the six girls. Five girls in front of the phone.
Yeah,
it was five, them girls, they were sitting at the table.
They was hot. They definitely
so
was hot.
So he caught himself from the scream.
Right.
He stopped. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this nigga screaming, right? So next you know, Fifth just washing them up through the whole studio, like, the garbage can, flinging him, just fucking him up, right? So, boom, I said, this is enough. This nigga killing this nigga. So, I jump in. I'm like, yo, break this up. So, dude said, oh, y'all trying to jump me now? I said, jump you? This nigga kicking your ass. Nigga, I'm helping you. I'm trying to stop this shit, nigga. You know what I mean? So, a couple of counters, but my man, Josh, got about the dead, took care of Fifth. That was his man.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? That was his man. Yeah. Fifth. You know, he was in the streets. He was really, you know, sticking niggas up.
We shout out to 50. We was at 50.com the other day and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He showed us mad love. We
good dude.
He even went to school shout with Q. Out. Right, Q?
Yeah, he did. Dope. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, It was dope. We had a good time out there.
No, but the whole shit, like when people talk about the team, they always quit, you know, put him in it. Right. Like for the Ja Rule shit.
Yeah, no,
but these dudes.
Is it that there. Serious? You think they still beef? I was gonna ask them that shit. Yo, you really got beef with Ja Rule still?
That's, I mean, like, they throw shots though, but you know, end of the day, yo, homie, you know, Prem is doing life, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He's doing life. Mm-hmm. You know, from the and I ain't gonna go into the story, yeah. but I told dude, I said, yo, dog, certain things you gotta do, man. I do for you. Just you know, I'm three between the line, but I get it done. You know what I mean? Because homie get involved, it's going to be a different story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Homie said, yo, it was them, it's going to be somebody else. I said, it's them now. Mm-hmm. Yo, homie did his thing, doing life.
Right.
I told him, don't let him get involved. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because these dudes ain't street guys. We are street. Mm-hmm. We trying to get out. I'm at Def Jam now. Nigga, I'm not trying to go to the streets.
Right.
End of the day, nigga, I don't wash clothes, I done ate on hot pots, I done, you know what I mean?
Ate in bags and buckets.
You know what I mean? The buckets, the bag, you know what I mean? You get a visit.
I get that bag, yo, Ali. You get a bag, visit. Tell them the bag.
Yeah.
That bag.
Everything in it.
I used to smell that bag. That shit used to blow up. Word of my mother.
Yeah.
I used to throw that shit in a bucket. Boom. With the hot pot. Word of my mother. I ain't lying. With the stinger.
Stinger.
I ain't lying, B. I used to eat in bags. I'm keeping it 100.
Yo, the
matter of fact, we should do a show where we cook how we cook up north.
Yeah, that's cooking. Yo, you know what? You know what's ill?
I'm the best cook. I'm the best cook. I cook better than him anyway.
Wait,
I told Booth
where you kept your milk at?
Where my milk? In the toilet, in the plastic bag. Yeah. That shit was crazy. I used to put my shit in the window the when I grabbed it.
Nice, cleaned out,
said,
flush.
You know
yeah, yeah.
Yo,
toilet was cold, though.
One day I called my man cleaning the Mac. I said, you gotta relax.
Yeah, the toilet was cold.
That Mac, that's why we could relate to when Tupac said, I'm eating Jack Mac staring at the wall. Motherfucker, I used to eat that Jack Mac. That shit was so fucking good.
Word up.
Yo, with the cheese in it. With the cheese in it. With the rice.
Oh, I used to shake the Mac, right? When I used to make the Mac, and then I used to dip it in the eggs and the with the cheeses and all that, and the shit was ready to fry. I was already ready.
See,
he
was doing the eggs and all that. We was doing
the powder.
The pancake mix.
Oh, I didn't fuck with that.
You use a pancake mix.
I didn't fuck with that. I didn't fuck. Did you see, you got with Hollywood. I was going
with
all
the corn chips or the crackers.
I was doing the
crunch that up. That's your batter. Drop that in.
Boom, boom.
You rigged the hot pot. You frying in the hot pot.
Oh, in the red hot pot. In the red. Oh, I tried. I'm so stupid.
You gotta get
the
big blocks of butter from the mess hall niggas and sneaking that back. You melt that shit down. Throw the white part off.
Oh, nice to bring the oil. You was
going.
I gotta relax.
You know I hate it.
I do want to cook for this dude one day.
You know I hate it. And they send your ass to the box.
Huh?
You do some shit to go to the box.
Oh,
look, I'm gonna tell you like this. Look, he talk about the box. Like when you were in jail, you used to be like, yo, dad, yo. Yo, you know you're going to jail, right? We already in jail.
My nigga be like, yo, you know you're going to jail, right?
To the box. The police would be mad at me, right? I was in mid-state. I went to the box.
On Key Block, you still eat good.
No, I was in Rikers Island. I was in Rikers Island in the box. Mm-hmm. In HDM.
In the bank. You was in the bank.
House of Dangerous Men.
Yeah. So I'm in the bank and shit. So police knew before they walked past my cell, yo, Andy, we coming through. I'm naked. All day, I'm naked. So I'm like, yo. They said, yo, why you naked? I said, nigga, I'm jerking off, nigga. I'm here by myself.
Y'all out.
So the police said, yo, Andy, we'll give you a ticket for that. You know that's private property. Yeah. No, nigga, my property, nigga. That nigga's
broke. You're not listening. Oh, my God. Hold on. Please. You have to repeat that again. Please. They said he can't jerk off because it's
private property.
He is private property.
Yeah, state. Owned by the state.
He's owned by the state. He's like, what? Nigga, it's my problem.
No, nigga, just to beat off to them.
Check it, right? Niggas, so it's New Year's, right? I'll never forget this. I swear to God, with my mama. It's New Year's, right? I said to my soul, I said, yo, you know what? I ain't jerking off no more. Right? I said, come feel like a fool once I bust. You know, we niggas, we know what it is. Once you bust, you mad, like, fuck, I do that shit.
Yo, you gotta relax, man. You gotta relax.
Yo, you like, damn. Oh, shit, I forgot a female in here. I'm bugging.
Susie,
so I'm like, so I'm setting myself. So I remember, I'll never forget this, dog. It was about the 13th of January or 14th of January. Middle of the night, I woke up. Nigga, I went to the toilet and went crazy. I couldn't take it. I'm like, because you get a visit. Every weekend I got a visit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I wasn't the dudes that, you know, that got visits. A lot of dudes don't get visits.
No doubt, yeah. On the dance floor every week.
Every week. So my chick come see me on Friday. You know, you got to iron your shit and all that. Yeah, I couldn't iron nothing. I'm in the box. I couldn't do nothing. I had to come with a jumpsuit on and be on a visit with her, and couldn't touch her nothing.
Yeah.
So you know the whole time, you know what's going on. You got blue balls.
Mm-hmm.
Your shit is crazy. You like,
yeah.
I'm like, yo, baby, whoa. You know what I mean? Everything's good, but I wish you put your hand in this jumpsuit. You know what I mean? So we...
You know, nigga, pulled out the y'all on the y'all.
Yo, no, it was shit. When I went to Livingston, I was in Livingston in upstate.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to Livingston?
Nah,
I was down there by Canada.
My nigga, I was in Marcy.
Y'all was in Marcy?
I was, let me tell you where I was at. Right? I was in downstate. I was in Caxsackie. I was in Greene. I was in Franklin.
That's Canada.
I was in Canada. Yeah, you can see well exactly.
See. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And guess what?
That's
what I used to. I'm gonna keep it real, right? I used to go down on a VI, and I used to look at my bitch. I used to be like, "Yo, love is love. Let's get the bag first. Once I get the bag, I secure the bag. We bring it all out.
Yeah.
Cause we ain't doing none of that unless I get the bag, y'all. So I had to." Once the bag got passed off,
I couldn't do that. Not
me, nigga. The bag passed off. I was Gucci bandana with no hammer. I had my pocket cut. Put your hand in my pocket. My shoes cut. I'm a fine nigga.
Yeah, you are. You fine for that. I was in Marcy, right? But first, I was in Downstate. When I first went up, I was in Downstate. And you know, I was telling you a while ago, they shave every hair of your body.
Yeah,
right, when you come up.
When you come up. Yeah. The first time up north.
Automatically.
Yo. Unless you was
motherfucking. Unless you was there already.
Yeah. No, unless you had a note.
A note, yeah.
You was Rastafarian.
Rastafarian.
No, you had some type of religious stuff.
A lot of niggas from Brooklyn, this shit was getting cut off. But you know, they had a lot of braids and dreads. Yeah. And shit was like, damn, B. Niggas looking crazy. Mm-hmm.
So I'm
taking this shit off.
I get the Marcy. And my man, I'm telling me, he's like, yo.
What year was that, bro?
94.
Wow.
94.
That's hard.
They had a riot
that
year.
Yeah, that's
crazy. They had a riot. So when I got there, my man pulled me like, yo, something, son. I ain't going to say his name. I ain't going to do all that to him. Yo, niggas had a riot. I said, yo, why niggas are rioting it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He said, yo, something, son got fucked. Nigga caught him.
They put the yalla, the other yalla.
Caught him. Nigga fucked him. But check it.
With the yalla.
So
put the yalla in the.
No, nigga said. So it was Queens.
Hold up. So them niggas went to war with this shit?
Yo, check it. The nigga, you know, took his manhood. Nigga took it. Mm-hmm. The next day, he took him. That nigga.
Oh!
So I'm telling niggas, like, I'm not fucking with
him. So they did the Puff Daddy. They did the Puff Daddy. Oh, shit is real. Nigga said that.
He said you took mine, I'm gonna take
yours. So niggas said, yo, I can respect that. No, I can't respect that.
Nah,
you know niggas in jail, yo, I respect that. No, I respect that.
Nah.
I said, Nick can't come
nah,
I respect that. He supposed to kill that nigga.
On three, he killed that. One, two, three.
He killed that.
Yo, that's it, man. Listen, yo. Let me tell you something, man. Thank you for coming out and, you know, and showing love to Thugged Out. You know what I'm saying?
I know we got to do a part two.
Yeah, we got to, because
we got to do a part two, definitely, because we got to, we got a lot more to talk to you about. It's not over, no lie. Please stay tuned for part two. We have to do a part two. You agreeing for a part two?
Yeah, come on, it's fun, man. Y'all gave me
the
chance.
Look, the camera. He's agreeing for the part two. So next time he comes, he's gonna have his artist, and we gonna get more in depth with Bimmy.
Because
we can keep going all night.
He said 50 put hands on a nigga early. Nigga told 50, I'm gonna knock this nigga out, and 50 did that. 50 definitely knocked the nigga out. 50 been putting hands on niggas a long time, but he also told us that somebody, they hit the hang sangria, then the next day they hit the hang back. He got to relax. He killed that.
Yo, I want to thank you for coming out, man. Listen to me, man. Please stick around. There's more looking for you.
No question.
Please.